Okay, let's unpack this. If you buy, you know, a complex $30,000 piece of precision engineering, you kind of expect the owner's manual to be gospel.
Right. Yeah, you definitely think so.
But today's deep dive into a stack of mechanics forums and Honda's own service bulletins, plus the official 2016 CRV service guide, it actually reveals this massive mechanical mystery. We're looking at why a car's official documentation would seemingly, well, lie to its owner about something as critical as transmission fluid capacity and, you know, how to actually service this machine without totally ruining it.
Yeah, the situation with the 2016 CRV is just, it's a really fascinating case study of what happens when sterile, sort of factory conditioned textbook numbers crash into the messy reality of fluid dynamics and everyday mechanical
Yes.
service.
So let's get right into the central discrepancy here. The official owner's manual clearly states the continuously variable transmission, the CVT, it takes 3.9 quarts of fluid for the two-wheel drive model and 4.5 quarts for the all-wheel drive. Sounds definitive,
Very
but
definitive, yeah.
right. But then mechanics and owners who are doing a standard fluid drain are reporting getting anywhere from like 2.5 to 5 quarts out.
Yeah, it's all over the map.
So wait, if the manual says 3.9 quarts, but mechanics are getting 5 out, where is the extra fluid hiding? I mean, is the manual just completely wrong?
Well, the manual isn't actually lying. It's just providing a baseline for a very specific, idealized service scenario. And that rarely happens in the real world.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because when you open a drain valve, you aren't emptying the entire system. Fluid stays physically trapped in the cooler lines and various pockets of the transmission case. Plus, modern CVTs have these internal components that use centrifugal force
Okay.
and internal vanes, which inherently retain fluid even when the engine is off.
Oh, so it's not like draining a standard oil pan. It's like trying to drain a swimming pool from a single plug. You know, water just stays trapped in the filters and pipes.
That's a much better way to think about it. And this retained fluid was causing so much chaos that Honda actually had to issue a specific service news bulletin in July 2016 to their own technicians.
Wait, really? To their own techs?
Yeah, to the dealerships.
Yeah.
Because they were installing brand new, completely empty, remanufactured transmissions and chronically underfilling them.
Because they trusted the manual.
Exactly. They trusted that 3.9 quart specification. So that bulletin revealed the actual bone dry capacity is significantly higher. It's like 5.3 quarts for the two-wheel drive and 6.0 quarts for the all-wheel drive.
That is wild. I mean, it feels incredibly low tech for a modern car to have this kind of ambiguity. So instead of high tech sensors or exact measurements, the ultimate truth of this complex machine comes down to gravity and a hole in the side of the case.
What's fascinating here is that, yeah, they rely entirely on geometry. There isn't even a dipstick under the hood.
Really? No
Yeah.
dipstick at all?
Nope, nothing. Instead, there's a check bolt halfway up the side of the transmission case. So the procedure is entirely physical. You park the car on perfectly level ground, warm up the engine so the fluid expands to its proper operating volume, and then you just pump new fluid in.
Okay, and then what?
When it starts to actively trickle out of that check bolt hole, you stop. So geometry overtakes volume as the ultimate measure of full, whether you pumped in 3 quarts or five.
Wow. But even though the amount is governed by gravity, the chemistry of what goes inside is incredibly rigid. The service guide is absolutely adamant that you must use exclusively Honda HCF2 fluid.
Right, part number 08200-HCF2.
Yes, that's the one. Why are they so strictly against generic or universal transmission fluids?
Because a CVT functions completely differently than a standard automatic. Instead of traditional toothed gears, it uses a high-strength steel belt sliding between two adjustable pulleys. And that metal-on-metal contact relies on a highly specific friction coefficient to grab the pulleys without slipping. So generic automatic transmission fluids simply don't possess that exact chemical friction modifier.
So what happens if you use a generic fluid?
The steel belt will frantically slip under load, and you'll literally shred the transmission's internals.
Yikes. So if using the wrong fluid or just letting the old fluid degrade can physically shred the steel belt, how does the car warn you before you hit catastrophic failure? I mean, do you just get a sudden check engine light?
Actually, no. The warning is entirely physical. Before the dashboard ever throws a warning light, the degrading fluid loses its friction coefficient. So you'll feel a distinct judder or like a rough vibration coming through the pedal when you accelerate from a dead stop.
Wow, so the car is physically communicating that the chemistry is breaking down like right through the pedal before the dashboard even lights up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And according to the service guide, the official trigger to change it is the dashboard maintenance minder throwing a subcode 3.
Subcode 3. Got it.
Right, which is Honda's internal computer calculating fluid degradation based on your specific driving conditions, you know, temperature, engine loads, trip lengths, rather than just a static odometer reading.
But in real-world practice, how often does that actually happen?
Mechanics generally see this breaking down every 20,000 to 30,000 miles.
Okay, so catching that judder early is critical, especially when you look at the economics of doing this yourself. Because of the check bolt method, it's actually highly approachable for a DIYer. You basically just need 4 to 5 quarts of that HCF2 fluid, which runs, what, like $11 to $17 a quart?
Yeah. Right around there. Plus new crush washers.
Right, which are mandatory to replace because they literally crush under the bolt's torque to form a custom leak-proof metal seal.
Exactly. Once they've been deformed to your transmission's exact shape, they can never be reused. You have to get new ones.
So all in, if you're doing this yourself, you're looking at maybe $45 to $85 in parts. But if you contrast that with a dealership, the exact same service runs anywhere from $150 to over $500.
Oh, easily.
No.
It really highlights the value of understanding the actual mechanics of the machine rather than just taking the manual at face value.
Absolutely. Physical reality, like that check bolt on the side of the case, it trumps the printed reference manual every single time.
Every time, yeah.
Which, you know, it leaves me pondering a slightly unsettling question based on our stack of sources today.
What's that?
Well, if a major automotive manufacturer uses rough, potentially confusing estimates for something as critical and sensitive as transmission fluid, what other exact specifications in our everyday instruction manuals are actually just educated guesses? Definitely something to think about next time you implicitly trust the printed numbers.